This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
With a Venmo debit card, you can Venmo more than just your friends. You can use your balance in so many ways. You can Venmo everything. Need gas? You can Venmo this. How about snacks? You can Venmo that. Your favorite band's merch? You can Venmo this. Or their next show? You can Venmo that. Visit Venmo.me/debit to learn more.
You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that. You can Venmo this, or you can Venmo that.
The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Card may be used everywhere MasterCard is accepted. Venmo purchase restrictions apply.
Play ball!
Shohei Ohtani is on a big league bump. He's into his lineup.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Talking about Ohtani's first start as a Dodger, you mentioned just one or two innings?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is the Dodgers' way of just getting them out there and saying, hey, let's see what you got, kid.
The Rich Eisen Show.
The Padres do get one in his Dodger pitching debut.
Today's guests, U.S. Open champion J.J. Spahn from ABC Shark Tank and four-time New York Times bestseller Damon John. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show live in Los Angeles, California. Here we are on another day on the Roku Sports Channel, Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. We say hello to everybody. We're going to say hello in about 20 minutes time, if not sooner, to Damon John back here from Shark Tank. He's shooting more episodes of the superb series that's always on in our household. And he will be here. He, as I said, he's in town shooting the newest episodes for this fall. The first episodes without Mark Cuban being on the squad. We'll just be catching up with Damon. We saw him last night when we were having a business dinner of sort. All of us. Look at us having business dinners in Los Angeles. But at any rate, Damon is going to be here, and that'll be fun. Dave McMenamin is going to join us from ESPN to talk about what went down in NBA country of Oklahoma City last night in game number 5. And then in hour number 3, very, very excited to welcome on the program J.J. Spahn. He is, in fact, the United States Open champion.
Champion of the U.S.
And what a great story. We talked about it significantly on yesterday's program. So J.J. will join us.
That's cool.
On this program. And you at 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Please give us a call. Always love chatting with you. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How are you?
Hey, Rich. I'm great. How are you?
Jay Felly is back.
What's
again.
Up, Rich?
Mike Del Tufo on the side of a milk carton here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see you. TJ Jefferson, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Rich, I'm tremendous. I saw Oscar wrestle Stephanie Vaquer last night on Raw, and then I had a delicious chicken parm.
Yes.
Life is great.
Yes, our friend Craig threw open his doors last night, and we'll talk about it with Damon John a little bit when he joins us shortly. Listen, I am always going to be straight up honest with you from this chair. And then not only do I try to shoot you straight, I try to give you something to think about. I try to give you insight. If you don't mind me saying, I think the insight is very keen when I deliver it. And what I'm about to say, I think, is going to hit the mark on game 5 of the NBA Finals. Just because, you know, I've been around sports or an occasion sport. I've been around a while. I've seen a lot. If the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to get 71 points from Jalen Williams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and the Indiana Pacers are going to get 0 field goals made from Tyrese Halliburton, who is clearly not fully healthy, it's going to be a problem for the Pacers to win the next 2 games in a row. How's that?
That's pretty expert. You know, that's why you're.
Nail it?
Yeah, it's why you're the best in the biz,
Rich.
Thank you,
you
know what I mean?
Chris.
Yeah.
I appreciate you recognizing game.
Absolutely.
When you see it.
Yeah, no doubt.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You know, so if the top two players on one team combine for 71, and the top clutch player on the other team combine has a goose egg in the made field goals department, that's going to be a problem. And then, you know, by the way, 31-10 and four blocks for SGA last night. And, you know, everybody that we've talked to over the past few weeks about what is the Indiana Pacers' special sauce from their defense, their 94 feet of defense, to their transition game, to their quick game that also works after you've made your shot. Normally, you know, the way to stop somebody else's transition game is to make your baskets. Mm-hmm. And the Pacers inbound the ball so fast, sometimes it doesn't matter if you've made your basket to disrupt their game. But everybody says Tyrese Haliburton needs to be aggressive and not passive and not just always look to set up his teammates, but to be a scorer himself. Again, last night, it was, in fact, the first time in his playoff career that he didn't have a field goal in a game. That's a major issue. So the head coach, Rick Carlisle, talked about Tyrese Haliburton's health moving forward.
He's not 100%. It's pretty clear. But I don't think he's going to miss the next game. And, you know, we were concerned at halftime, and he insisted on playing. And I thought he made a lot of really good things happen in the second half. But he's not 100%, you know. And there's a lot of guys in this series that aren't. So
shoulder shrug at the end there.
Yeah, pretty much.
For Haliburton, he spoke afterwards about his health. He left the court at one point, came back with his right calf wrapped. This is what he had to say.
I mean, it's NBA Finals. It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, you know, help my teammates any way I can. You know, I was not great tonight by any means, but, you know, it's not really a thought of mine to not play here. You know, if I can, you know, walk, then I want to play. So, you know, they understand that, and, you know, is what it is. And, you know, got to be ready to go for game 6.
Yeah, it's so dire. His voice didn't even change during that soundbite. 4-7-6. I mean, and to the benefit of his calf, there's 2 days off in between games. So next game is Thursday, and it's must win. What were you saying? Pick up sticks, Pacers in 6. What have you been saying? What's in your phrase?
Mitchell Plix.
Yeah.
Pick up sticks.
Yes.
Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz, yeah.
It was Pacers in 6.
Now it's got. You got to come up with a new rhyme for Pacers in 7.
Because I don't believe it's anyone. I think it's 7. Yeah.
Seems like it's over, right?
Well, I know.
Nah, because.
No, I mean.
Really?
Every other game theory.
Listen, hold on a second. Let me get this right. Because we were all watching it while we were fine dining last night. This game was a 2-point game with 8:30 to go. Actually, it was a 2-point game with 8:10 to go. And that's when Jalen Williams made a 24-foot 3-point shot. The roof began to cave in on the Indiana Pacers, who got it as close as 5 with 7:20 to go, and then look out below. Too many turnovers. SGA and Jalen Williams just went on an absolute tear. Too many turnovers. A couple by Andrew Nembhard, which were killers. Absolute killers. And he's been on point, and all they got to do is just go back home. Pascal Siakam, at one point, Chris, you said during dinner that if he wins the title, because it looked like, okay, Pacers down two. Now yeah, they're down
five. They could win this. Yeah,
it's totally going home, right. In the middle of the fourth quarter. Sure. Middle of the fourth quarter. 7 minutes to go. This was a jump ball in a way.
Yeah.
You were even saying Siakam, if he wins this championship for the Pacers, would have a case for Springfield, Massachusetts at one point.
Second title with a second team, you know, something a lot.
He had 28 last night. He has been their best consistent player throughout this entire playoffs.
Consistent, right. I think. Yeah, that's the key.
And so go home, win game six, rest up, two more days. Sunday on ABC. Let's go. Jump ball.
Game seven on Sunday. We need it.
Right. And it's all set up. I mean, Carlisle knew it was going to be a long series when he started throwing rose petals at Scott Foster's feet in his defense.
Man, is the extender going to be out here?
I don't know.
On game six?
He's buttering them up.
Truly, listen, we all know what why Oklahoma City is so tough to beat, certainly at home. You see that home court advantage. The crowd is nuts. The number of people who have been to Oklahoma City Thunder games over these playoffs that I have spoken to say it is the loudest they've heard buildings ever.
Really?
Yes. And if you're not wearing the T-shirt, they put you on the screen and they shame you to put the shirt on.
For real?
Correct.
Is that a real thing?
That is correct. I was told that as well.
That's awesome.
So they just don't put Goldstein on. They know Jimmy Goldstein is a lost cause.
He's not putting a shirt on. Right. Or John Calipari, right? Or Adam Silver.
He's got to stay a little
suited.
Right. It's tough. And plus, they have the most valuable player of the NBA. And when he's not killing you, if Jalen Williams is scoring 40, and he is what he's become, I mean, greatest player in Santa Clara basketball.
Steve Nash would like a word, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Steve Nash would like a word.
You know what I mean?
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Jalen Williams, what he has turned himself into.
Yep.
And now a 40-point performance in an NBA Finals game five, pivotal game five, right? He deserves all the rose petals as well.
I think first, the biggest game thing I've gotten kind of numb to, because every time we play in the finals, it's the biggest game of your life. You know what I mean? So I think that's given me a little more comfort in just like playing hard and playing aggressive. I think I just understand the opportunity that we have, and I just try and play as hard as I can, and then whatever happens after that is where the chips fall. But I'd be lying if I said I could imagine doing what I did tonight, but I definitely could have seen myself here a long time ago. I just didn't think it would happen this fast, and I didn't think it would be with a group of guys that, you know, I truly am, like, grateful to be around. So,
one to root for, man, huh? Cool. I love that soundbite. I want to play it for everybody.
Shout out DMX, TJ, with the Rough Rider vest.
Notice that.
That is an amazing outfit. What an outfit.
Jalen Williams again and SGA have combined to score 70 points in a game now. A grand total of, anybody want to guess? How many times the two of them have combined for 70 points in a game? Anybody, including playoffs?
I mean, three.
Bueller?
Seven.
I'm going to say three because he has up three.
Seven, and you say three?
I said three, but then you said it too.
Oh, I mean, you want Price is Right close without going over. Seven, three?
I mean, I'd say two.
You said two.
Yeah.
Well, you take your total, Chris, and your total, Jay. Add them together. 10.
What?
Whoa.
10 times.
Man, wow. That's quite the underrated dynamic duo of the NBA right now.
I was technically you only where nine of them.
Technically, I won.
They got, then they got Holmgren. Then they got Hartenstein. Then they got Dort. Then they got all of these perimeter defenders and all of these. They won 68 games for a reason. And now Oklahoma City, you know, I'm wondering if there's some people in Seattle excited as well. I mean,
say not.
Maybe. They're one game away from being champions of the NBA in a parade in Oklahoma City to celebrate the association's championship. All they got to do is either win Thursday or come back and win Sunday. And, I don't know. Smells like Game 7 spirit around here.
Interesting. I think I'll take that action.
I think Oklahoma City's going to win a third in a row.
If Halliburton is not healthy and able to be Halliburton, as we've known him in the playoffs.
He won't be. These calf injuries.
I don't think Indiana has a chance to really.
I don't know how much stim, ice, rest, you know, elevation, the rice business or whatever. Yeah. You know, calf, as you know, can always lead to Achilles, or that these things are dicey.
Yep.
These soft tissues aren't one of those things like a sprained ankle where Mahomes can suddenly win Super Bowls by running for first downs on those things. This feels a little different.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
We'll see.
The Pacers in that house forcing a game 7. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little too optimistic.
Well, we're manifesting. Obviously, we want the season to go as long as
that's
we can.
That's true. JJ Spahn, the U.S. Open champion, will join us in hour number 3. I don't know if he's going to join us from a CVS, but that's where he was at 3 in the morning on Sunday. That's how his Sunday kind of woke up and began, by getting some medicine for his daughter. And then later on in the day, celebrating with the trophy with his daughter. So I can't get enough of his story. Never met him, never spoke to him, never really thought he would be coming on this program to talk about winning a U.S. Open, but appreciative of him joining us. And he will do that in hour 3. Don't miss it. Dave McMenamin on everything we just unpacked. But let's take a break. Damon John is here, and when we come back, we will play Mike Del Tufo crapping out spectacularly, pitching to Kevin O'Leary, his Shark Tank colleague. We will play that for Damon John, and then chat with Damon John when we come back. You at 844-204-RICH, the number to dial throughout the day as well. Off and running on this Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. If you're like me, then you are just not yourself when you get a bad night's sleep. Look, sleep plays an important, crucial role in recovery. We're all unique in what we need from our bed, too. That's where Sleep Number can step in. Sleep Number smart beds are the best beds for couples because you can individualize each side. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but we like our side of the bed the way that we like it. Being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out, too, for recovery, it's game-changing. So, why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? I just told you, but I'll do it again. So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. And now, it's the Sleep Number 4th of July sale. Save over $600 on the Sleep Number P5 King smart bed. The lowest price of the season. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See the store or sleepnumber.com for details. Mike Del Tufo is standing at a microphone that's about, I'd say, 20 feet away.
Yep.
Looking right at Mr. Wonderful of Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank. Go for it, Mike Del Tufo.
What happens if, like, something happens to me and 2,500 miles away, my family's there and they don't know? I could be sitting in the apartment alone, dead for days. So I came up with an idea for an app called Just In Case that would be basically you download it and you could check in with this app and other people could see that, A, you're alive still. You could basically be tracked with it.
Just to get the whole story before I completely eviscerate you.
Go ahead.
How would you make money doing this?
You a subscription per month.
Well, people are going to pay per month.
99 cents per month. Very cheap.
If your mom calls you for 2 days and doesn't get an answer, she's probably going to call the super and say, go check on his corpse. Like, think about it. They don't need 99 cents a month for that.
In theory, wouldn't you want, if it's something you don't have to do,
Mike,
other people can check in?
When you're dead, you're dead. Like, who cares?
How does the app know you're dead?
The app doesn't know you're dead.
You what have to tell it you're not
the
dead.
App would tell
not
you that you're not checking in. Every time you unlock your phone, it would ping, and you put people on a list that know that if, like, your mother's in Florida, she could be sitting in the house. You know that at least she's checked in on her phone. If you're their kid, you don't have to talk to him on the phone. You don't have to call him. And if it's a kid, you know the kid.
Why, if you think you're, if you're worried if your mother's dead, why don't you call her?
Well, let's say
mother, Mike.
People don't call their mother and father and live 2,500 miles away
Mom,
every day.
I just want to make sure you're not dead. Like, are you kidding? You should call your mother every day.
No. I'm talking about, like, all day. You don't know.
Oh, you want to know the exact moment your mother died.
Yeah, you can check in. You know that they've actually. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. One of our favorite moments in the history of this program. Sitting in the clubhouse is one of our favorite moments for sure. Back in 2017 when Kevin O'Leary stopped by from Shark Tank in one of his couple of appearances, all sitting on our YouTube channel. Damon John is back here once again, the founder and CEO of the brand FUBU and the award-winning entrepreneur, part of the Emmy award-winning series Shark Tank. Great to see you, sir.
It is great seeing you. That's an interesting clip with Kevin.
We figured we'd show you when our friend Mike Del Tufo got, to use the phrase that Kevin used, Kevin O'Leary completely eviscerated him when we pitched him.
Yeah, on that idea, I would have done the same. Yeah.
Now, when you're, because you're in town shooting new episodes of Shark Tank, be shown on ABC this fall, my kids, my family, we're watching Shark Tank. It's on pretty much every minute of
the
day.
40 times, on certain channels, 40 times a week on certain channels, and then, of course, ABC. Yeah.
It's kind of like the new Law and Order. It's on somewhere all the time, right? Do you know something's dead on arrival from jump?
No.
Sometimes.
No, you know, you don't, because they'll come on and maybe the numbers are just crazy. I mean, it's just so good.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, I would have never thought Bombas socks. It's just socks, right? You know, so I would have said, oh, another sock company, you know, but it turns out you just have no idea.
So you got to sit it. You got to wait it out.
You got to sit through it, right? Because it looks great. Then you find out they did $10 million worth of sales, but over 30 years. Then you go, that's not of interest. But then you find out they did $100,000 worth of sales in 5 minutes.
And some of the personal stories sways you for sure.
100%, right?
Why is that?
Well, you know, as somebody who went through so much crap over the last 5-10 years and they risked everything and they figured it out finally. Or somebody who just goes, yeah, by the way, I got $1.5 million in the bank. I raised a bunch of money you know, this is my first venture. And then you find out, you know, they don't know what they're doing.
Well, I mean, and I know things are edited down for television.
Yeah.
How quickly do you have to make a decision? Do you really?
Well, you know, an average pitch is a half an hour long, but I've seen some go 2.5 hours.
A pitch, a pitch on Shark Tank.
A guy named Clay Topper, he would not get off the stage. if you ever look at that episode, there's a chewed up apple on my desk because I got so mad that I went to craft services, you know, in the middle of the pitch, and I got hungry. So there's a chewed up apple on my desk when I came back down the you know, back on set.
Which one was this again?
Guy named Plate Topper.
Okay, did Plate Topper get a deal?
Absolutely not.
2.5 hours. Maybe he was just standing out there.
He was like waterboarding us. I mean, it was just bad.
He was trying to wait you guys
out.
Yeah,
we just play. Just leave.
But I imagine, though, you have to use every ounce of your skill set to take in an offer, do some math, understand what it means for you business-wise. You also might have to slow play it because you don't want any of the other sharks to know you might be
interested here, right? You don't know if the other sharks want a piece. You're seeing where you add value. You're saying, well, how am I going to get my money out? You know, if I give you $100,000 and I'm going to get distribution maybe $5,000 a year, well, man, when am I going to get my money back? I might as well put it into the market.
Right. And then you either pounce or you're out.
Yeah.
Is there any regret you've ever had about being out on something?
The only regret I've ever had is not about being out. I thought that I was being slick and I was going head to head with Lori over this stupid ass sponge called the Scrub Daddy. And I think it was at $200,000 and I said $250,000 and she goes $275,000. I said, take it. I just wanted her to pay an extra $75,000.
Right.
And she did $1.2 billion in this stupid ass sponge. So
that's a regret.
Yeah, because also for sure. When I walk into grocery stores, it's a Scrub Daddy smiling at me all the time. It's all over the place.
$1.2 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, this is real stuff, man. I mean, no doubt about it. Ring Camera, I know it was potentially born.
Yeah.
Could have been born on your show. Nobody bet,
Kevin
right?
offered a deal to the guy, Jamie, who ended up becoming a guest shark for Ring Camera. Right. And he didn't take the deal, but his valuation was too high. Jamie came in later as a fellow shark and said it was too high. Mm-hmm. So I think he owes us some money because after we so gently tenderized him, he went out to the market and reduced his ask. Poppy Soda just sold, I believe, for $1.9 billion. That was on the show as well.
Yeah.
And then Bombas Socks is doing rock
Bombas Socks are just, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It really is. You can tell when it's a Bombas sock or when it isn't on your foot.
It's a great sock, and then people care. People want to buy the sock because they know that, you know, a pair goes to those in need, and then they want to buy the socks for others to say, hey, I bought it for you, and you're giving too at the same time.
And plus, it's the type of apparel that you need to keep replenishing.
Absolutely.
Because it's a damn sock. I wonder where the hell they go. Is there a specific getting lost ability that a Bombas sock has?
Well, all socks. All socks. That's just the mystery. There's too many mysteries in the world. How did a pebble get into my shoe?
Yes.
And where the hell did one of my socks go?
Damon John here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fantastic. So which is is Bombas the one you're most proud of?
Bombas, of course, because not only did it show me how to sell directly to consumers and give at the same time,
yes,
but it's the number one product in Shark Tank history. So I get to call every, I don't care what shark you meet, you have to say, Damon has the number one brand in Shark Tank history.
That's
so that's it. Game over.
I feel that way, you know, because Tom Brady went to Michigan.
Yeah.
And I'm a University of Michigan guy. That it's a conversation ender. You know what I mean?
It.
Like, name me
that's
where
it.
The greatest winningest quarterback in the history of the National Football League went to school. Ends the argument.
That's it. I end the argument with every single shark.
And you're recording episodes for this fall right now.
We're recording episodes this fall. And, you know, it's funny. Two nights ago, I was in my room.
Yeah.
It was about 1 a.m. My wife goes, who is playing the TV that loud next to us? I'm going to call security. Mm-hmm. Call security. In the morning, when I leave the hotel room, you know who walks out the next door?
No.
Kevin O'Leary.
Is he blasting his television?
And he goes, yo, man, did y'all call security on me last night? I go downstairs, and security looks at both of you guys, both of us, and goes, you guys fight even in the hotel? What's wrong with you? So I think he did it on purpose just so I couldn't sleep last night.
Just to, that night. Well, I mean, before big games.
To get me off edge.
Some teams are accused of, you know, hiring somebody to pull a fire alarm to make sure the competition is too tired.
They were banging on my door. I said, they should have maced you.
was he watching himself on CNN?
I don't know.
Or
I think he said he fell asleep and he kept the TV. I think he did it on purpose.
I love it. I'm asked this genuinely. Do you miss Cuban on these sets?
Of course, I love Cuban.
Your first episodes without Cuban.
Yeah,
on the
you
set?
Know, I love Cuban. You know, when he left, when we shot our last episode, whatever, yeah. last year, you know, a lot of people got really misty. You know, it's been 15, 16 years. I didn't get emotional about it. I was like, I wonder why I'm not getting emotional.
Right.
And then I'm doing a speaking gig probably about a couple of weeks ago. This was actually when his last episode aired. And I said, you know, today's Cuban's last episode. And then I just busted out in tears, right, on stage. And then I said to myself, what the hell's wrong with me? The man is in Dallas. He just made $3.5 billion more dollars. And now I got to buy more crap on Shark Tank because he's not here. Why the hell am I feeling so sad?
Excellent, excellent thought process.
Yeah, the man sitting there with another $3.5 billion going, yeah, go ahead, DJ. So why am I so sad now?
And it's more money out of your pocket to buy stuff.
Exactly, because he used to be he used to buy like a drunken sailor.
Who is the shark that you would least or admit that you would least like to be going for the same bid?
You know, it all depends, because if it's technology or if it's like AI, you know, stuff like that, you know, Robert and, you know, I'm still going to say Mark, you know, when he was on, they're gonna know way better.
Okay.
Lori, she's like a Miss Crabtree, but at the end of the day, I think she has 12 of the top 20 best selling products, you know, consumer packaged goods. She's really good at it.
Yes.
Barbara is more in food and stuff like that. So it all depends on where it's at. If it's clothing, I'ma kill him.
I'ma kill him. That's your lane.
I'ma kill him.
That is your lane. Damon John here on the Rich Eisen show. Have you ever wanted to get into maybe a sports team or anything like that?
You know, I've been offered sports teams a lot. I was offered a piece of the Miami the soccer club with Miami. Okay. I've never really been heavily into sports. I wanted to be a baseball player coming up. I'm into UFC and snowboarding and fishing. I didn't understand you know, sports teams.
Sure.
But now, as I see, you know, what they're doing with what's the guys who are doing stuff with the company in England, the soccer team in England, they're bringing
LeBron's,
the attention.
LeBron's group, Wrexham, you're talking
about.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I'm looking at some of this stuff if I feel that I can add value from the merch side. Sure. I definitely know that it's great, great community. I remember Mark sitting with me one day, and he said, "Damien, you know, I've been to a million games. I don't even remember half of the game, but I remember hugging a stranger." You know, and celebrating a moment, and I do love the camaraderie it brings, and I think that if I could bring more attention and add value, yes. If I think that I can't, then I'd rather just be a spectator.
So, what would you say right now is the biggest growth sector?
Gaming.
Why?
Gaming leagues are because they have a high viewership, right? You know, they're keeping these kids or adults are locking people into these games for hours at a time, right? You know who's viewing it. It's easy to get sponsorship for these kids to wear something, you know, at that period of time. It can be done at any time, any place, things of that nature. So I like gaming.
For an apparel company?
No,
or just
no, for
in
sports.
For just,
you know,
sports.
For a league.
Okay,
for leagues.
League.
Yeah, my buddy Clinton Sparks is starting to do a lot of that stuff. I'm looking at some of that.
So then what about anybody that walks into your studio in Shark Tank? What would you want that person coming through the door to be in the business so you'd be interested in, because you think it's such a massive growth sector on that front?
Business?
Yes, sir.
Biohacking. Anything biohacking, health, you know, things that I
you
want
to live forever.
I want to live forever. I want to live to about 120. I want to live forever, but I want to live forever in a healthy manner. And I think that, you know, what one thing COVID did for all of us, it reminded of us all of how human we are. And I think that people today with AI, looking at big pharma, how they manipulate a lot of information.
Yeah.
I think that today people are starting to realize very simple things they can do to change their life, but it's still the wild, wild west, right? You know, when it comes to biohacking, longevity, wellness, people just don't know what to do. There's a lot of very affordable ways that people are starting to realize they can fight cancer and inflammation and other things. So if you can make it very simple where everyday people can understand it, I think that that's a home run.
So somebody walks through those doors on Shark Tank and they're introduced to you and the sharks, and somebody wants to talk about biohacking or
longevity.
Longevity.
Yeah.
they had you at hello.
I'm all in. I want to hear what they've done, what they've been through. Most likely they have had something that has been traumatizing to them or their family or loved ones. They got tired of all this misinformation out there. They probably created something and they have, you know, they have their before and after or that family member or many people's before and after.
Yes.
So the proof is in the pudding. The evidence is right there.
Well, we saw you last night when we were all having a dinner for our group at the Great Spot Craig's here in Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
You were wearing a Sharkgevity t-shirt last night.
Yeah.
You're wearing another one
today. I'm always wearing my Sharkgevity.
Is that what this is about? Is that what Sharkgevity is?
Sharkgevity is products that we put out that we do collaborations with who we think are the top brands or products in the space.
Okay.
Because I call Sharkgevity, it's longevity.
Yes.
But it's investing in your own body, in your own health, in your family. Because all the business stuff we talk about, it doesn't matter if you're no longer here. I lost 25 people in the last 12 months of my life. You probably know a couple of them. Matumbo, John Amos, Irv Gotti, Mr. C, Fat Man Scoop. Every single funeral that I went to, I didn't hear about what somebody had. I only heard about how they made somebody feel. And I think that that's important. We don't pay enough attention to it.
All right. I'm going to pull on the Matumbo strand. When did you meet him? How long ago?
I knew Matumbo for 30 years, probably.
Through FUBU? Through what?
Initially FUBU, hanging out, and then he was a great ambassador of the Starkey Hearing Foundation, which, goes and gives the gift of hearing to people. We would go and set up places in Africa, and 300 villages would come out, and the first time you see a six-year-old little girl hear her mother's voice, there's not enough tissues, in the room, right? And he was a great ambassador. He would travel the world with us and the foundation and help give the gift of hearing.
And so that's how you would travel with Matumbo? You would go to
traveled with Matumbo, yeah. Went to Nairobi with Matumbo, but we did some stuff in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Of course, I would see him in Atlanta here and there. And, I know you know him. He's probably one of the most loving,
I met him once briefly, just real quickly, at like an ESPY Awards, back in the day or something that. And I heard nothing but
amazing things.
As you said, people will remember what you did, not what you had, right? I mean, and So I guess before I let you go, what are you doing for longevity?
I'm doing everything. I'm like a guinea pig of it. I gave up drinking.
Okay.
I had cancer in 2017. I had stage 2 cancer. I didn't even know I had it. So I'm getting my blood checked all the time. But you know what? What I've been doing lately, I've been doing these 40-hour fasts once a week. That's been going really well.
So I guess you weren't doing that last night when I saw you.
That was my last meal until tomorrow evening.
So are you shooting Shark Tank today?
I am not shooting today.
Television on an empty stomach.
I would.
Really?
Yeah.
Would that make you more irritable?
This is my fourth time of doing it. I've been doing it for about a month. I started off with the intermittent fasting. Now I do that because after about 26 hours, your body starts to get rid of all the bad cells and various other things. So I do that. I do cold plunges, red light beds. I have all this stuff in my house. It's like
red light bed? What is that?
You lay in a bed. It's all red light. It reduces your inflammation.
Doesn't keep you up?
No, it doesn't keep you up at all. Okay. You do a cold plunge in the morning. I do all these sound wave things. You lay on these beds, it pushes the sound wave. Because, a lot of us have a problem with EMF. All these signals coming through us.
Mm-hmm.
You can get sick from a lot of the EMF, all the energy coming around us.
Oh. And so, you feel good?
I feel great.
You look
stem
great,
cell,
man.
Everything. Okay. I try to do as much as I can. Any water I drink, try not to make sure it has any chlorine in it. So as much spring water as you can. Mm-hmm. You can put all this stuff through AI, though. It sounds very complicated.
Yeah.
But if you put all your meds and all your vitamins through AI, you take a shot of that and you go, which one of these counter these other ones? Because it's all confusing.
Uh-huh.
It'll lay it all out right there for you.
All right. And this is the way you get on the radar screen of the Shark Group? Is that pretty much?
That's how you do it. Yeah.
Okay, very good. And I guess, guys, if you have a biohacking longevity idea,
okay,
get on Shark Tank and get in front of this man.
I'm in.
And you're not in. You'll listen, right?
You'll be listening. Oh no, I'll crap on 9 out of 10 of them. But,
okay.
What if you eat nothing but watermelon for a week?
That's what he did last week.
Yeah, it was a watermelon diet.
It was good. Lost 7 pounds.
Absolutely.
It was awesome.
It's just putting all fluids through you. Yeah. You know, smoothies are, it depends if you eat the whole, you know, watermelon, right? Because you would think that a smoothie is great, right? But what's happening is, can you eat 3 apples for breakfast?
That's your question.
It'll be a full breakfast, right?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. But if you do a smoothie of it and you just have the sugar, that's the worst thing you can ever do. So the watermelon is, you're eating all the fiber as well, just like you're eating the apples, and that's pushing everything through your body. So a lot of us, the worst thing you can ever do is just, you know, blend it down and just take out the sugar. That's the worst possible thing you could do. But if you eat the watermelon the way you're eating it, absolutely the best thing you could do.
Well, he's through it now. How much have you put back on in the last 24
probably
hours?
Say 6 out of the 7. Okay, there you go.
Got to work on this, man. Yeah. You got to work on it.
Damon, can I ask a quick question?
Go for it.
When it comes to Shark Tank, you know, what percentage of time would you say that someone has a product? You're kind of 50-50 on the product, but because there's so many great stories that these people have, that the stories touched you, that you went ahead and just said, you know what, I'm going to ride with these people, even though I'm kind of so-so.
That's a great question. Probably 1 out of 5 of those people, I will say, you know, I'll invest in it just because no matter what, we're going to figure it out. If I like you, this business could work out or not, but we're going to do another business together.
Okay.
Now, and it all depends on the money, right?
Yeah,
they're asking
sure.
for an absorbent amount of money. They think money's going to solve it. Money kind of highlights your weaknesses, too. If you have a weak advertising campaign, buying billboards and TV and Google, not going to increase the conversion of your campaign, right? But I want to see them do what I call, I wrote a book on it, The Power of Broke. Figure it out. And I'm willing to figure it out with you.
That's what's up.
New York Times bestselling author and also the founder of the Shark Group and the CEO and founder of the brand FUBU, pardon me. And Shark Tank returns to ABC this fall. Whatever you do, keep the television down if you're staying in the hotel room next to Damon John and his wife. Okay?
Because all right.
By the way, I would have called security too. Good job out of you. Good job out of you. Kevin O'Leary, keep your television down, man. Damon John, at the Shark Damon on Twitter and Instagram to follow this, man. Great to see you.
Thank
I always
you,
appreciate
brother.
When you
I love
come
it.
By
Thank
here.
You always having me, support me.
Always. Peace. We're back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Polestar. There's only one true way to experience the all-electric luxury SUV Polestar 3, and that's to take a test drive. It can go from 0 to 60 in as little as 4.8 seconds with the dynamic handling of a sports car. But to truly understand how it commands the road, you need to be behind the wheel. Up to 350 miles of range, the 3D surround sound system by Bowers & Wilkins, it's all something you have to experience to believe. So book your test drive for Polestar 3 today at Polestar.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody, I have checks. My residual checks.
Nice.
I've got 3 of them left.
A lot.
Let's open some. Hit it.
Pay that man his money.
Very excited about this. Very. I love doing this. It's fun. Because not only is it fun, it shows off my range. You know? No, you can play the music. I like it. I like it.
No, I thought I heard something.
No, I like it. Envelope 1, 2, or 3. Jay Fella, your choice.
Oh,
1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. And envelope 2.
2.
You took the middle envelope. You took the middle envelope.
No envelope.
Okay. Yeah, it shows off my range. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Versatile, Rich.
I've been portraying myself for quite some time. I have. What's so funny about it? Draft day.
Oh, nice.
I haven't had a draft day check in a while.
I love draft day. I like
this
that
movie. This is for internet rental, SVOD rentals of draft day.
SVOD.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a minute. I know what it is, but I just want to give you the exact
Is that like standard? Standard
it is
VOD?
Subscription video on demand.
Subscription. Okay.
Okay. That's what it stands for. I want to make sure I was accurate about knowing the business. Chris, you go first.
Sure. Let's see.
Draft day.
Roman Anthony hit his first home run last year, and as we know, he's wearing number 19.
Last year? What do you mean last night? Yes,
sorry, last night.
If you're gonna, if you're just gonna be gratuitous, be accurate. Okay.
And he wears number 19. Okay. Fred Lynn wore that number. I'm gonna say $1.19.
$1.19. Jay Felly.
Here, I think it's 20 cents.
20 Whoa. Cents. TJ Jefferson.
I had a number, but Jay just changed everything.
Yeah, I know, right?
$1.
So what, but he's $1.19. You're
oh,
gonna
he's
go,
one night. Oh,
no, you already said it.
That's too bad. It's locked in. It's locked in.
I just pulled the Del 2 from there. I misheard what you said.
Absurd how bad this is.
101.
It's a victory for me,
goodness
obviously.
Goodness gracious. The actual retail check.
Can I tell you, I was going to bet 316.
Guys, draft day. Also understand, you guys need to play this game a little bit better. This is from recent days. This is from when the draft was happening, so people might have been interested.
Well,
okay,
we take all that consideration.
Yeah, actually, so it's $14 and 6 cents. Wow.
Thank you.
Do I would have $14.06.
I win that money. You're winning, right?
Let's. We have time for one more check-in.
Yeah, hey, I gotta pay attention.
Here you go. Next check-in.
Yeah, no, you I mean, really, you really dropped the ball on that one.
I was getting my name tagged.
Billions, my episode of Billions.
Oh, nice.
Fight Night. TJ, right. You go first.
Billions, here. Fight Night. That sounds about $2.36 to
All
me.
All right, Jay Felling.
You go $5 on this one.
$5 flat. Christopher?
1 cent.
1 cent. The actual retail check from Billions, Fight Night. Guys, $8.72.
Whoa.
Come on, guys.
Is that me?
No, that's
Come on,
me.
No, it's Jay Felly.
Dang.
TJ, you're over, man.
That's right. I won both the last time we
got
played.
One more check.
I know because I'm keeping track.
I don't recall that.
On June the 13th, I
won. Put this together. I just made $22.
About that. Snacks on you?
Dinner was on someone else last night.
Exactly. So I'm saying snacks on you.
Well, I'm the reason why dinner was on someone else last night.
Look, you're not answering my question.
Hey, Rich, to your credit, you tried to pay last night.
I did, but I reached for that check. You got snapped out of my hands.
I know. Mr. Alligator.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Guys, I was just accused.
Oh, my
I was just accused of something heinous. Which is you at least backed my play. You saw it.
I saw everything happen.
We had dinner bought for us last night as a group.
Yes.
All right. And then you accused me of doing what, the Geico alligator arms? Let me reach for the check.
Like, I mean,
get out of here. How many times have I ever alligator armed a check in front of your presence?
Never.
Thank you.
Never.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, in
How
your defense,
you?
We
How dare you?
There's not that many times, but I'm a woman.
You had it in your hand. Then you got started talking to someone, put it down, and the other shoom, sniped it from you.
Right. You didn't have a tight grip on it, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Last time TJ gets invited to dinner.
We had George Kittle on this show yesterday, and we had our fun with him. We always have our fun with him. We always have our fun with him. I basically said to him, the 49ers, yeah, there's no controversy.
No drama.
There's drama. You're drama free. Like, he signed, Fred Warner signed, right?
Yep.
You know, they don't have, you know, I guess Ayuk's going to come back. Brock Purdy signed. We got that. That's the biggest check mark. Yep. That nothing's going into training camp. John Lynch got all his business done pretty much, you know? And what else there to talk about? We kind of had our fun with that. I'm like, you want to start creating controversy? Let's do it. You know?
Yeah, I had so many tweets lined up. I didn't actually hit send. We maybe could have started some
drama. And then we discovered is Brock Purdy worth it? And have you basically lost too many people? Right?
Yeah, has the window closed?
Has the window closed?
Yeah.
Right? And his response was, I'll just, you know, if the window's closed, you can just throw a chair through it, which I think you appreciated. That was a kind of a wrestling thing to say.
Indeed.
John Lynch had this to say about the number of name players that the team let go, couldn't sign, didn't sign, hit it.
Even though we kind of warned
our fans. I think that's tough for a tough pill to swallow. Even if you hear it's happening, I think when it does happen and you see players, I think it spoke to how good our roster was. We had a lot of talent on it, and we had acquired a lot of talent and accrued a lot of talent. We had to get younger and we had to get a little cheaper because we had some plans on what we wanted to do with our core and our quarterback. And so I think, some twists and turns, but we executed a plan that we needed to and was really excited with the way it all came together.
I have a list of the notable departures, as it has been called. You always want to be notable. You know what I mean? I think you guys are notable. I will note you. Hey, I will give you notes, but you're notable. All right?
Of course. Thank you.
Or they talk about the Rich Eisen show, and you are the notables.
Right.
Okay, Rich and the notables. But here are the notable departures for the 49ers. You tell me which ones you'd have kept or they should have kept. Okay?
Ooh, okay.
Deebo Samuel.
I think they were probably that they're going to it's going to be wise that they let him go.
Would you agree with that assessment?
I would not agree with that.
Okay.
Well, as a Niner hater, I'm glad he's gone.
No, Rams fans had enough of him, you know. He was kind of the Rafael Devers to the Rams-Yankees.
I also might be basing this on one piece of video that came out last week.
You are basing it on the fact that he looks, to use the Dan Patrick phrase, big in the community. It looks like he needs to hit training camp.
We'll bet, yeah, we'll bet.
I don't know. We will see.
We'll see.
He's expensive, and you got to, again, everything needs to be under through the prism of they are paying their guy now per game what they paid him in the entirety of his contract up to this year at quarterback and Brock Purdy.
I think the emergence of Jennings and Pearsall, I think, is going to make up for losing Deebo.
Dre Greenlaw signed with the Broncos. Talanoa Hufanga with the Broncos as well. That guy I would have kept.
That's the one.
I
put my thumb on and tried to keep him in the building.
But you're paying. Don't worry. Don't forget. You paid Fred Warner. You paid Kittle. You paid Purdy. And you're drafting Treverius Ward with the Colts.
I mean,
also might have wanted a change of scenery based on his personal.
True.
Has nothing to just what has, you know. Just his office might have reminded him of some of the most horrible moments of memories of his life.
I think they did a good job.
No offense to the Niners
at all. I think the Niners did a good job. They had the most picks in the draft. They kind of replenished things through there. I think a lot of people are sleeping on them.
I would agree with that. And the fact that you're saying that, I am noting. I think that's a notable comment from you since you are the king of...
I've been critical of them, and I think it's been fair.
They also sent Jordan Mason away, but you know what? If McCaffrey is healthy and the rest of the roster can survive, not bad.
I think Jordan Mason might have been someone I would have tried to keep.
I'm just looking at the 49ers depth chart, you know. They are younger in a ton of spots, man. And
McCaffrey's a question mark. I'm not sure he can be reliable.
Don't forget, we picked up Isaac Garendo in half of our fantasy leagues, and he performed well
And he ended up getting injured as well.
It's the wide receiver spot that you got to sit here and wonder. That's if I had a listen. The thing Kittle said yesterday was Robert Saleh returning is the undiscussed, under the radar acquisition that is something that everybody in 49ers country is thrilled about in their building. They love having him back, all gas, no brakes, love the guy.
Yep.
Him being the DC there is just huge for the 49ers. Obviously, he'd love to still be the HC of the NYJ, one would think, on his way back to maybe getting another gig somewhere. But So defensively, I'm just assuming the scheme, the coach, they will coach him up and they'll draft right. And that we will wonder if it takes a while, will they have the offense and the points on the board to win these games? And it's not Purdy that I'm concerned about. I look at the wide receiver room. What's Ayuk going to look like? Juwan Jennings, as we all know, is a supremely talented wide receiver. He's going to be the number one. Well, what will Ricky Pearsall look like in year two, fully healthy from jump? You know, you look at the rest of that receiver room, and DeMarcus Robinson is the only name that you would recognize, one would say. Jacob Cowing, Jordan Watkins, Russell Gage is another name that you might recall. He wound up, wasn't he the receiver that got hurt in Tampa? That's the one. Who's going to step up? You know, who is going to step up and be the points maker at that position? And then offensive line, Trent Williams got to stay healthy.
No doubt about that.
But the 49ers have a ton of top name players still around there from their championship years, and coached up properly with Purdy doing the right thing and everyone staying healthy. There's a lot of ifs I just gave you, but the Niners absolutely are being slept on right now. I'd agree with that. Look at us lockstep.
Look at us lockstep on the Niners.
Okay. When we come back, we'll talk Red Sox.
No, come on. Oh,
if you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.